Hi, how you doing this afternoon? Hey, it's time for Meet Me at the Diner. And if it's the week after the 4th of July, then that means it's the Blues Cruise coming right up. And, of course, the Festival of Discovery. We're going to be having a great time this afternoon. I've got three artists that are going to be calling in this afternoon. We've got Johnny Long, Annie Piper, and Lucky Man Beal. So it's going to be a good show here this afternoon. I thought I'd play a little music before we get started here. We'll be talking to hopefully all three of them. It usually works out, so hopefully this is what will happen. But right now, John Long, he is definitely a roots man. In fact, his CD that I'm looking at right here, Destined to Be an American Roots Classic. John Long is the best young country blues artist playing today. That was from back from 1980. He's aged a little bit since then. But Rediscover Your Roots, that's what this one is all about. I picked one out. It's called Hokum Town right here on WCRS. This is the kind of music I really like, so I'm looking forward to talking to John Long a little bit later in the show, but here it is, Hokum Town, John Long, from his CD, John Long, Lost and Found.
Well, I'm packing up now, mama, leaving on a bus outside. Packing up now, babe, leaving on a bus outside. I'm leaving now, mama, I just can't be satisfied. I'm gonna catch me a bus, I'm going as far as I can go. Leaving you, mama, won't be back no more. I'm packing up, leaving on a bus outside. Leaving me, baby, you lie. You and your father, two rednecks, gotta leave now, mama. I know what to expect. I'm packing up, bus outside. Well, I'm leaving now, mama. Oh, Lord, you lie. I'm packing up now, mama, leaving on the bus outside. I'm packing up now, mama, leaving on the bus outside. Well, I'm going now, mama, oh, Lord, you lie. Father, I just can't win. You hate people because of the color of the skin. I'm packing up, leaving on the bus outside. Leaving me, you know you lie. Well, you ain't so white as snow, mama. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Can't tell you black-hearted way you do. I'm packing up, leaving on the bus outside. Leaving me, you know I'm tired of crying. You're low down and filthy, all mean as you could be. trying, Lord, haulin' me, packing up, leaving on the bus outside. Well, I'm leaving now, mama, too many tears I cried. Gonna leave.
Oh, how do you like that? That's John Long right here on WCRS. I've got some Annie Piper here this afternoon. I've also got some Lawrence Lucky Man Beale music, and I've got a couple of songs off his newest CDs, and I guess I ought to play one of those. I have also put in here one of my personal favorites of Lucky Man Beale, She Makes a Bulldog Break His Chine. And that's one of my favorites. I've been talking to Lucky Man Beale, gosh, I guess since 2013, I think, maybe even 2012, but was just going back and look at some of the old stuff that we've done with some of our blues artists, and there was Lucky Man Beale. Actually, last year, I had the pleasure of meeting him. I had never met him before, even though we had talked on the phone and played his music. Last year was the first time that I met him, and that was pretty awesome. But let's play a Lucky Man Beale song for you right now, and then we'll hear a word from our sponsors. How about Lucky Man Beale, Home of the Blues, off his newest CD? In fact, I think he's bringing the first copies with him right down here to Greenwood. It's called Just Lucky. That's right, Just Lucky. Lawrence Lucky Man Beale, Home of the Blues. Oh, you got to know, he's playing all these instruments at once, too, folks.
Just around the corner is a harbor. Down the street, love, there's you. If you can wait in through the teardrops, you'll find me in the home for the blue. I walk and cry while my heart is.
Lucky Man Beale, Home of the Blues, right here on WCRS. Hey, Rachel, let's hear maybe 2 minutes commercial break, and then we're going to be right back. And I believe I might be right. I might have Johnny Long on the telephone with us, so we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Hey, I'm Ann Ellis. afternoon, everybody. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you, and I've just been chatting here in the break with Johnny Long. I tell you what, he's got some great music. I love it. He's going to be playing three different times when he comes here to Greenwood, so you don't want to miss him. We're going to play Blues and Boogie Woogie, and then we're going to be talking to John right here on WCRS. Let's see what we got.
Everybody getting together, man, having a real good time. Everybody getting together, having a real good time. Play blues and boogie woogie, baby, they play all the time. Now you're young and old, doing all right. Getting out there and manning, shaking all night. Everybody getting together, having a real good time. Blues and boogie woogie, baby, and they play all the time. Now don't you have no meanness, don't hold no grudge. You got out there, man, you gotta cut the rug. You got to have a real good time. Blue and boogie woogie, baby, and they play it all night long. Don't care what color you got on, black, brown, blue, or white. You get out there, you gotta make it all right. You got to have a real good time. Blues and boogie, baby, they play it all the long.
Bravo, bravo. I really like that one. That is from his CD, Lost and Found. John Long right here with us on WCRS. You know, I got to introduce you here, John. On your CD, it says John Long is the best young country blues artist playing today. And then you have to read underneath it, and it says Muddy Waters, 1980. That was a while back there, John.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel, in a way, I feel more vital now than I did then, because going through different ups and downs and in between daytime jobs and things like that. So now I'm retired from the daytime jobs, so I can just hit the road and keep doing, more and more things, you know. And and my wife and I, you know, we look over the business end of it, and we just travel around like gypsies, you know.
I think that's great, you know. But I was just curious when Muddy Waters said that back in 1980. Let's see, you were what, 50, 60, about 30 years old then, right?
Yeah, and I was doing a show with Muddy, and we'll see Bob Margolin, and this is way before then. Bob Margolin, Jerry Portnoy, who were playing with Muddy, and they they say, "Hey, Muddy, why don't you have Johnny open the show for you?" You know, because I was working shows in Chicago at various places, you know, of little nightclubs, little folk clubs, certain little blues bars before Kingston Mines got to be known as a blues club. They used to to just have all kinds of things, blues and folk and country or whatever, you know.
Sure.
Guys playing back in the old days, so I covered places like that and Earl of Old Town and Bulls, and there's a whole bunch of places. But anyway, so Jerry Portnoy, who later on played with Muddy, he used to come and sit in at various places I was playing at. And of course, Bob Margolin, I met him through Jerry Portnoy. But anyway, make a long story short, I eventually got to meet Muddy Waters, and of course, and he was friends with Homesick James, who was like Homesick was like
a
blues father to me,
father.
You know, and so we've been close down through the years, and then of course Homesick passed away in 2006, you know, in December.
Wow.
So but anyway, he was a great blues man. And so, anyway, all these things like that.
I guess what I wanted to ask you, John, was though, in 1980, when Muddy Waters said that, I mean, being young in your 30s and everything, well, how did that? What did you think of that? Was that something that made an impression, or did you really say to yourself,
yeah,
"Hey, I must be
yeah.
going somewhere"?
Well, Muddy told me, he said, "You're an old soul." Muddy said, "You're an old soul," and the other people. So I take it very, very humble, and very sacred.
Right.
You know, because this music has gone way back to the cotton fields and go back to where people have. Suffered and developed this music and played this music to back off the devil. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So the original blues type of thing was you're playing blues to get your troubles out. It's like just like if you take medication to get the hurt and pain, you know, to help you cope with it.
Well, I think it's very interesting because by being an old soul, does that mean that you have a lot of this old music in you?
Well, it's just like you have this this feeling when you hear it, like Mississippi Fred McDowell, or you hear somebody like Reverend John Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Robert Wilkins here in Blind Willie Johnson. So I do old hymns too. I mix old hymns and blues numbers. I do all of this, so I hear that I just sing and play it and so that's. Something I think the Lord wants me to do.
I love that older. Ooh, excuse you. I love that older style blues where you can just really feel it. That roots music. It's just so awesome. I love the cover on your CD here too. With the, are you okay?
Oh yeah, just something went down.
Okay.
Something went. We're outside and something went down the wrong way.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay now. Just take a sip of water here. We're
I tell you what.
It's okay now.
Are you sure? Because I can play a little music here and we can come right back. How about that? I'm going to play
okay,
a little music.
Okay, there.
Okay, Johnny's Jump right here.
Thank you.
That's
excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had a little coughing spasm. I'm okay now.
Okay. Well, that's great. Gosh, we're talking to Johnny Long, a real legend out there. I tell you what, he is going to be somebody you don't want to miss. He's playing Thursday night, July 9th, from 8 to 10 at Cafe 312. That's going to be a great venue for you there. Friday, you are playing at the Uchi'i on the 10th from 7 to 9. That's Friday night. And then I believe you're going to be playing on the CenturyLink main stage, 10 to 11. Is that on Saturday?
CenturyLink. Let me make sure here. CenturyLink, yes, ma'am.
On Saturday from 10 to 11. So there is plenty of opportunity to see Johnny Long. You don't want to miss him. He's true roots music. He's an old soul, and those are the ones you want to get to know, folks. Johnny Long, thanks so much for calling us today.
Thanks so much for having me, and excuse me again for getting the coughing.
I understand. The same thing happen. I'm going to be out on Friday night doing a blues crawl all around Uptown Greenwood. I'm going to come by and see you. We'll be doing that.
I would love to see you and my wife as well. It's just really wonderful to talk with someone who is a supporter of blues and roots music.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling us, Johnny.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's right. That's Johnny Long. As I said, he's Thursday, July 9th from 8 to 10 at Cafe 312. Friday, July 10th from 7 to 9 at Uchi'i and on the CenturyLink main stage, Saturday morning, bright and early, 10 to 11. Hey, let's hear a quick word. We'll have to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Our next guest, Annie Piper. She's going to be right here with us.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
I'm right here over here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. And let me tell you, for those of you that saw Sunday's Index Journal, there is a picture of a woman on the front. She is a very attractive woman, Annie Piper. I was just reading over her bio here, and it says, Annie Piper, Australia's saucy Aussie, an award-winning First Lady of Blues, is on her summer tour. I am privileged to talk to a saucy Aussie. How you doing today, Annie Piper?
Oh, doing just fine. I'm in a parking lot on my way to Savannah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I don't know. These images here, you got a lot to live up to when you come to Greenwood now, honey. So you're from Australia. What made you want to come to the United States?
For the music, yeah. I love my blues, and there's really not the opportunity to hear a lot of that kind of music or play a lot of that kind of music back in Australia. So, yeah, the move to the U.S. was definitely all about the blues.
Now, how did you get into the blues then? If there's not really that much opportunity over there, what made you dislike the music or get into it?
Just hearing it. Hearing Paul Butterfield Blues Band playing Born in Chicago for the first time was a really important moment in my early years of learning.
Okay. And when you were growing up, did you always want to get into the blues, or did you have another career in mind and it just kind of took a turn to the blues?
No, it was blues from very, very early on, since I was about 14 years old, and I've really, never strayed from that path too much.
Okay, and so had you've been performing in Australia, but they didn't get into your music like we do here in the United States?
Yeah, I've been touring. I was touring Australia for the past 10 years or so, and it just wasn't anything, I guess, that I was ever going to be able to make a living out of. And that's, you know, it's important to be able to eat, pay your rent. So, yeah, that's I guess that's what I'm trying to do here in the United States is really there's just more opportunities to perform and to make sales. So I'm really hoping that's going to happen in Greenwood.
Well, I tell you what, it really is, this is a huge festival. I think last year we had 37,000. This year, of course, they're projecting more than that. And not only that, you'll get to see a great uptown, and we've got these wonderful what they call toperaries. They're made out of plants, and they're big, everything from a mermaid to a pig to a swan. All these beautiful are going to be there, as well as great barbecue. Now, are you a barbecue eater?
Yes, absolutely, big time.
Well, that sounds great. Well, what do you think? What do your parents think about you moving over here to the U.S. of A.?
I'm not really close with them, so their opinion doesn't enter into it a great deal.
Okay. All right. Well, no, I just wondered because that's a big move.
Yeah. No, I don't come from a musical family.
You don't come from a musical family?
No.
Okay. So what do you think, what is the influences that you particularly like in music?
Well, I love the Texas blues. As I mentioned, you know, the first blues song I ever remember hearing was Born in Chicago, and that made a big impact on me. But and then a couple of years later, I started listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan. And, yeah, he was the one single artist, I think, that had the most, you know, develop, I guess, the most influence on my development as an artist, on my songwriting, playing, yeah, everything.
Hmm. Now, just out of curiosity, because I'm looking at your CD here, Chase and Tail, Annie.
Yes.
And this has a very interesting animal on the front. It looks like it must be you for the upper body and the horse, the body of a horse. Am I correct on this?
That's correct.
And what is the significance of this, Annie?
Well, the album, I knew that particular album was going to be called Chase and Tail before I had the artwork done, because Chase and Tail was my favorite song. So I decided on the name for the album, and it was interesting. You said you had a mermaid topiary there in Greenwood, because I was either going to be a centaur or a mermaid. I wanted to be something with a tail for the artwork.
Well, you got a mighty fine tail, girlfriend. Well, you know, that is terrific. So, and is this your first tour in the U.S.?
No, I've been touring here for the last couple of years.
Okay.
I live in Cocoa Beach, Florida now, and so there's actually a lot of stops on this tour to states that I haven't seen, so that's very exciting. But no, I'm a seasoned touring veteran by now.
Okay. I guess I was just misreading here. Performs locally. I was reading the promo here. But what do you really like that, or what is really different between Australia and the United States?
Everybody's so much more friendly here.
Okay.
That's what I notice, is people are so welcoming and really open, I guess, right off the bat. You know, strangers will genuinely invite you into their homes after only knowing you, you know, an hour or so, and that's I think Australians are a bit more reserved. Crowd, you know, audiences here are more prepared to get up and dance, and yeah, I love the United States. It's been a fantastic move, and I'm never looking back.
And maybe one more question. Where has been so far in the United States your favorite place to have performed?
favorite place to have performed? Oh, gosh. I was really excited to play the House of Blues in Chicago, just because it's such an iconic, you know, the brand House
right.
of Blues is known globally. So that was an exciting show to do.
Well, Chicago should have been a great place to be as a blues player. I mean, so many iconic places up there.
It was wonderful. I had a few days off there, soaked up all the music at all the clubs I could find. Yeah, it was a great city.
Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, I know that we are going to look forward to seeing you. You are going to be playing. What did I do with my piece of paper for Annie here? Do you know where you're going to be playing, Annie?
I'll be playing on the main stage on Thursday. I think that's 6 p.m. And Friday I'll be at T.W. Boone's.
That's right. So, yeah, in fact, isn't Shrimp City Slim and some other guys playing with you too?
Sorry, I didn't hear that last question.
Is Gary Irwin, aren't they going to be playing with you too? On the
playing with me?
Playing with you or not? Am I wrong on that, Gary Irwin?
Not that I'm aware. Maybe it's a surprise that I'm yet to be informed of.
I don't think so. I mean, I wasn't sure. But you know what? It is going to be a great experience for you to come here. Now, where did you say you were right now?
I am about 90 miles from Savannah, just waiting for the rain to die down a bit and
okay.
Yeah, it's been one of those very, very hectic days already, and it's just going to continue. So I've got a show this evening in Georgia, and then we're heading up your way.
Well, that sounds great. Are you playing in Savannah, or where are you playing in Georgia?
Yeah, the Wormhole in Savannah.
The Wormhole. Now, that sounds like an awesome place. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. We are sure looking forward to meeting you. I am going to be out Friday night cruising around uptown. We'll be on the radio. I'm going to try to stop by and see you and shake your hand. So we'll look forward to seeing you then. Annie, I was
fantastic.
As we go out of here, I had one of my two songs here. I had Dreamcatcher and I had If You Be My Baby. Which one would you recommend?
Dreamcatcher's not real bluesy, and it is a blues cruise, but I tell you what, let's go wild and go with Dreamcatcher.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. We'll look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much, Annie Piper.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Will do. My pleasure.
Waking cold sweat, losing sleep. The scenes in my head make my skin creep. Would you be my dream catcher? Would you be my dream catcher, baby? When you kiss me, you hold me tight. I might be screaming, home enough from fright. Would you be my dream catcher? Would you be my dream catcher, baby?
Oh, that's right. That's a little Annie Piper coming here. That's off her CD, Chasing Tail. Yes, you're going to want to see Annie Piper. She is playing Friday night, T.W. Boone's from 9 to midnight, and then on the CenturyLink main stage on Thursday. You want to make sure that you check her out, folks. Hey, let's hear a real quick word from our sponsors. Let's maybe, we'll see. Let's start a break anyways and see who's on the line. Coming up next, I do believe it's going to be Lawrence Lucky Man Beal right here with me on WCRS.
They say every kiss begins with, but at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices. And smooch-able results.
Oh, that's right. I got to play a song before I talk to this guy right here on the line with me, Lawrence Lucky Man Beale. Good Time Tonight off his latest CD. Let's take a listen.
I work in my pocket, reaping the dough. I work in my pocket, reaping the dough. That don't do it. I get them all. Some go home. Good time tonight. Gonna have good time tonight. Well, I ain't gonna quit till I get it right.
Night and Saturday night, we're going to be having a good time right here in Greenwood because the blues are going to be playing strong in Uptown Greenwood, and the wafting smell of fabulous barbecue will be all over Uptown Greenwood. And that was a song by Lawrence Lucky Man Beale. It's off his new CD, Just Lucky. And as I'm looking at the, this is a one-man band here now. And on his drum, it says, Most Exalted Potentate of the One Man. That's right. Lucky Man Beale, how you doing today?
Of the One Man Blues.
Of the One Man Blues. Okay, I can't read that on the,
yeah,
on the CD.
Yeah, they chopped it off, didn't they?
Yes. Okay.
Why did they do that? I don't know. Yeah. Most Exalted Potentate of the One Man Blues.
You know, that certainly cuts down on other band members, though. Makes it easy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Although, I would be honest with you, I am going to have my good friend Fast Eddie playing the bass on this show, not only on the Century Main Stage, but also at the Mill House later Friday evening, 9 to 12, because he's just so much fun to play with. He's crazy.
He is crazy.
So,
now, is this...
So it will be the one-man band plus Fast Eddie on bass.
Now, Fast Eddie, is that the guy that plays with does play with Shrimp City Slim?
No, he does not play with Shrimp.
Okay.
He's my own personal discovery, and he drives over two mountain ranges to get to me. And he lives in Virginia.
Okay.
Way up some hollow, or holler.
Holler.
Way up some holler. You know, and he comes out of the woods every once in a while just to play bass. And like,
wow. Well, you know, I was talking about Fast Eddie that played, because I knew Fast Eddie, so this is another Fast Eddie.
Maybe all these guys named Eddie are just fast.
Maybe that's it. I've never thought about it that way. Well, anyway, how you been doing?
I've been doing great. Down here in Lexington, as we speak, got the chickens crowing. Got the garden growing. Everything's growing like crazy. We got blueberries. We got muscadines, stuplenogs, figs, tomatoes. Everything. Everything's growing.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. Now,
how you doing, Ann? It's been a year since I saw you.
I know. The first time we met was last year at Flynn's on Maxwell. You were playing there, and we came by, and I got to meet you for the first time. We've had this telephone relationship for years.
I knew it couldn't go on forever.
I know. Yeah, you're right. So you been doing much traveling?
Well, as a matter of fact, I got this album in April. In Huntsville, does that count?
Yep.
That's 400 miles
right
from here. And I went up into Tennessee and played some, and then down into Huntsville and played some, and also jumped in the studio for about 5.5 hours and cut this. I cut it live, just me on it. I'm playing a snare drum with the back of my foot on the left side with my heel, right?
Right.
And I'm playing the hi-hat with the front, with the toes of my left foot, and then the right foot plays the bass drum, and of course I'm playing guitar and singing, and that's exactly how we cut this album. No overdubs, no anything, and it came out really good. I was really surprised.
You know, how can one play all this different, like you were just describing? That has to take a lot of practice to get it down so it sounds right.
Well, it has taken me a lot of practice, and one of the worst moments in my entire life, a buddy of mine came up from Florida, and it looked to me that he would learn how to do the whole thing in about 15 minutes. He sat down at it. I was like, oh, my God. It's taken me 15 million hours, and this guy could learn the whole thing in a day. You know, but apparently it's too much trouble because he didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
But it's a lot of trouble, too.
Right. Because, and you know, the other thing I was just thinking about, if you make a mistake, there's only you can blame. You can't look at somebody else and go, what did you do there?
But the cool thing about it, Ann, is when I make a mistake, I don't get all like, who made a mistake? I know it was me. Right?
That's true.
And then I can put the train back on the track in whatever way I feel like putting it back on the track. Oh, of course, I'm speaking totally hypothetically because, I can't remember the last time I made a mistake.
That's right. Now, just explain to the folks, Lucky Man Beal, why did you come up with the name Lucky Man? Because your name is actually Lawrence, and Lucky Man, where does that come from?
Well, because my whole life has been one long succession of lucky breaks. You know, and plus the tabernacle of the good luck gospel, where you can increase your good luck potential exponentially with the 3 R's of good luck. You know, you can go to church and learn about right and wrong. You can go to school and learn about reading, writing, and arithmetic. But the only one place, the tabernacle of the good luck gospel, yours truly, Lawrence Lucky Man Bell, telling you the 3 R's of good luck and how to increase your good luck potential exponentially.
Wow. Well, you know what, folks? You got to go see him perform because it is a treat to see him perform. Now, he's going to be on the CenturyLink main stage. When are you doing that? Friday night? Friday, 4 p.m.?
I think it's Friday afternoon. I think it's around 1 o'clock. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Of course I should. Here, I'll tell you what.
Well, I see you wrote down 4 p.m. And then you wrote at Mill House Friday night from 9 to 12.
Yeah, and I recommend all our listeners to make it down there if they haven't already, because that place really does have some great, of course, great entertainment coming, but also they really do, 4 p.m. on the CenturyLink.
Okay. On Friday.
Days.
Right.
Yeah, on Friday.
You're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood.
At the Millhouse Pizza. And that'll be 9 to 12. And they really do have good pizza.
They do.
I mean, actually really do. I'm not making this up.
They do have good pizza, and they also have their brewery right there now. Since you've been there, they have a brewery that they've started. So you are really in high cotton down there at Millhouse.
Well, my luck is, it's been this way my whole life. You know, I can't turn around without something good happening.
Well, that is too cool. Well, listen, we're at the top of the hour. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm going to be out doing my blues cruise on Friday night like I always do. So I hope we'll be able to get to talk to you for a few minutes. So Friday night we'll get to see you down there at the Millhouse 9 to 12. And, of course, if people are out and about Friday afternoon just taking it all in, you're going to want to make sure you see Lucky Man Beal on the main CenturyLink stage at 4 p.m. It wouldn't be the Blues Cruise without me playing one of my favorite songs, and it is by Lucky Man Beal, and it's called She Makes a Bulldog Break His Chine. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did, and it is off the prior album that I cut, and called the Huntsville Sessions, and I make that distinction because there is a full band on that, Hammond, organ, the whole shot, and She Make a Bulldog Break His Chine.
So I'm going to say goodbye as we play this song, finishing up here today. It's so good to talk to you, and looking forward to seeing you Friday night.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, bye-bye. Folks, we're going to play She Makes a Bulldog Break His Chine.
There's a young girl always on my mind. I can't quit thinking about it. She's just so fine. She makes the clouds in the sky forget about the rain. Like a heart might stop crying. Forget about the pain. Lord knows. To make a bulldog break his chine. I've always been a drifter. I just roam around the town. I never had a gap make me want to settle down. Searching for a rainbow, fortune and fame. When I quit the rambling, and I ain't ashamed. Cause Lord knows they make a bulldog break his chine. Men fight, both using knives, cutting and stabbing. A man lost his life, fighting over a girl. I didn't catch her name. The dying man called out. I heard him say, he said, Lord, don't. Then make her fall down, break it, try. There's a young girl always on my mind. I can't quit thinking about it. She's just so fine. Makes the clouds in the sky forget about the rain. Make a heart fight, stop crying. Forget about the pain. And Lord knows to make her boat all bragging high. That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's Lucky Man Bill. She makes a bulldog break his chine. You don't want to miss him now. He did make the distinction. That's a full band right there. But when he's playing by himself, except he's going to have a guy named Fast Eddie that comes out from the holler just to come and be with him. It's going to be a great show. Friday, 4 p.m. at Mill House. Mill House. Friday night from 9 to 12 and Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. on the CenturyLink main stage. Have a great evening. We're going to keep playing and talking and having a good time, so that's going to do it for us, though, right here on WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.